Women have been giving birth for centuries, so it's a pretty natural experience, right? Wrong. I'm Stephanie King, professional doula, childbirth educator, and the creator of the My Essential Birth course, the online childbirth education course that's helping women everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. Today's culture would have us think that birth should be treated like an illness or an emergency, and that most of us need other people telling us what's best for our bodies because we aren't the experts. So sit tight, because if you're tuning into this podcast, you'll probably start to believe in your body, your intuition, and find yourself empowered and confident to do what it takes to have the birth of your dreams. If you like listening to me take you through these weekly topics step by step, then you're going to love the My Essential Birth course. Make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast and definitely head over to myessentialbirth.com for the free downloads mentioned right here in these episodes and to join the birth course and community full of pregnant moms just like you. I have to add a disclaimer that I am not a medical professional and I cannot provide medical advice. All of the information expressed in this podcast are based off of personal, professional, and educational experiences and are my own opinions. Please work with a provider you trust for medical advice during your pregnancy and birth. Welcome to this week's podcast, you guys. This week's reviewer of the week is Witty Diddy, and she says, I love this podcast. It is informative, fun to listen to, and encouraging. I love all the good info each week and the more natural approach taken while still considering moms in all kinds of situations. As a first-time mom, I am just soaking up everything I can. So thank you, whoever left that, Witty Diddy. I want to say I'm going with like a Whitney here, but if that's you, thank you for leaving that. And I hope this episode is on your like big top 10 list, because who I have with me today is someone who is really passionate about helping moms in all situations get the birth that they desire. And I want her to speak to that a little bit more in just a second. But if you guys are listening, I hope you're really going to enjoy today's podcast. So without further ado, I want to take a moment and let Caitlin introduce herself. So Caitlin, if you will take a minute and talk about yourself, a little bit about your family, a little background, and we'll jump into the episode. I'm so excited to have you here.
Awesome. I'm so excited to be here, Stephanie. Thank you so, so much. I am Caitlin McGrayus. I am a mother of three. That's sort of like my first identifier. I have three little ones. And I've been a doula for almost 8 years now. And I am the founder of Be Her Village, which is the baby registry that I needed and didn't exist, so I made it for everybody else, essentially. That's it in a nutshell. But my story is that I, like so many of the people listening right now, you know, had my baby or was pregnant and wanted something a little different. I didn't want what everyone was offering me. I wanted to sort of like walk my own path and have a birth that was as unique as I am, and it was a little more natural, a little more enlightened, a little more actively participated in. I wanted to be in charge and in control of all of my choices, and I wanted to feel supported every step of the way. And what ended up actually happening was kind of the opposite of that. And it was a little jarring for me when I entered motherhood, because my birth sort of went sideways almost right away. And I ended up having an induction. I ended up having a hospital birth I wasn't planning on. I ended up having a cesarean I wasn't planning on. And I remember being in my nursery 3 days postpartum, post C-section, trying to figure out how to nurse my baby, trying to figure out how to take care of myself. And I was looking around in this room filled with all the things that I had gotten at my baby shower, things that my friends and family had just showered so generously, right? Like everybody just bought me all these beautiful gifts, and I felt all the love coming from them, and I felt so supported. But in the moment after my birth, in that moment when I was trying to figure out which way was up, I didn't actually have what I need. Those gifts didn't do anything for me. They just sat there looking at me while I was trying to figure out how to breastfeed and feed myself and shower and get dressed and get to the pediatrician and like figure out how to take care of the sweet little baby that I was like more in love with than I'd ever been in love with anything in my life. I mean, I always try to fold in the love, you know, when you talk about how hard motherhood is, because the love is, it's just the deepest love you'll ever feel in your life. But it was really hard. And I felt like, there's got to be a better way to do this, you know? And so I ended up becoming a doula. I had a VBAC, and then I went on to have a home birth, and I launched myself into doula work. I took my training. I built out a doula team. I had this busy practice supporting all these families. And the thing I saw again and again and again was people having the same struggles that I did, the same lack of support, the same feeling alone, feeling like they didn't have what they needed while their homes were filled with baby stuff. And it's like, there's a disconnect happening in this country. There's a disconnect happening in our culture where we are asking mothers to take a bunch of baby stuff that they get at their baby shower and then just do motherhood completely alone. And the truth is, the sort of uncomfortable truth is that all of the stuff, you could get every single thing off of your registry and it's not actually going to be what you need. Because we've been a little duped, right? Like as a culture, we've been tricked into thinking if you buy enough stuff, it will be okay. And that's not the truth. That wasn't the truth for me. It's not the truth for so many people. And so what I've done is I've created a baby registry that actually gives parents what they need. It actually helps them think about the support they're going to need, learn about the support that's out there, and then most importantly, get the funds to pay for the support that they deserve. Because the things that we're talking about here, doulas, childbirth education, lactation consultants, mental health, pelvic floor therapy, postpartum doulas, people caring for us, that isn't covered by insurance. So it's really limited to people who have hundreds or thousands of dollars out of pocket. That wasn't me. It's still not me. You know, it's like, it's not most of us, especially while we're trying to figure out our, you know, reduced income or one parent staying home with the baby or maternity leave, parental leave. Like there's all these factors to consider. And at the end of the day, we need to turn the baby shower on its head and make it a mama shower and make it a support shower and line parents up with the support they need. So that's what I'm working on. And it's so exciting to be on here with you, Stephanie, because you're doing incredible work helping parents have access to these resources and this education in a way that's like easy and fun and enjoyable to take in. So I'm really, really grateful for you to have me on here to talk about this.
Thank you, Caitlin. I love that you kind of shared about this. It's like baby registry, I want to say on steroids, but I feel like that would just make bigger gifts. This is like baby registry, like you said, for mothers. So like I know within my community, you know, rather than just doing baby showers or baby sprinkles, you know, I have seen, at least within the birthing community, we talk about those mothers' blessings, right? And so we've moved it a little bit towards that mark of like, it's not just about the stuff. It has a lot to do with the mom and how she's going to be supported and how she's going to feel and the energy that she needs and all of those positive thoughts that are going to be there for her during that pregnancy, that birth time. I feel like you're filling such an important gap because I can relate to this. Like even – and you and I, we had talked a little bit before we got on here. Like we shared similar birth stories. My first was a cesarean. My second was a medicated VBAC in the hospital. My third baby was at home birth. Life-changing. I'm like, if I can do it, anybody can do it. We have to spread the word. But there was a lot of this, like, especially with my first, you know, I'm newly married. I don't have money for anything. I couldn't even afford the birth course that I wanted to take because it ended up being like a short and condensed and she wanted to do it on weekends and she was going to charge us more. And I was like, okay, well, that's out the door. Welcome my cesarean birth. And so I just think I love what you're doing. I love the idea behind it. I love the passion that you have for it, the care that you have for other women, because it's going to change lives. So when you're talking about the support and what it looks like to have a baby registry online, talk to me about what that looks like. If somebody comes to Be Her Village, and is it BeHerVillage.com?
It is. It's BeHerVillage.com. And what we did is we essentially took like the retail-like experience, like what you're expecting when you go on Amazon or Target or Babylist or any of these places where it's like so easy to shop, except that instead of shopping for strollers and car seats and bouncers and gadgets and gear, you're shopping for doulas and lactation consultants and photographers and prenatal massages and yoga classes and like all the good stuff, all the good things that you need to feel good and to be taken care of and to be supported by your community and by professionals in your community and just sort of be uplifted. And so it's really easy to use. We've intentionally made it so easy. You create your registry, you connect your bank account, and you add your support and then you share and that's it. And then your friends and family.
And that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Do I have to have a specific name of an IBCLC or name of a doula or their information or whatever? How is the money collected? Does it go directly to them? It sounds like it goes to the bank account. Is it like a GoFundMe? Will you take me onto the back end of things?
Absolutely. Yes. So the money is going directly to the new parents always. And I want to talk about that because when we created this, like we could have done it that way, right? We could have like gotten some lactation consultants and doulas and like had them come on and then people could gift money and that would go right to that person, to that business. But I didn't want it to be like that for a few reasons. Number one, we don't know. I mean, I'm sitting here, this is two C-section mamas, right? Like we don't know what's coming. We don't know what we're going to need. And there's always going to be this unknown, unpredictable part of birth and motherhood. So I can't ever like assume that we know what we're going to need until we need it. So I wanted the money and the gifts to be really, really flexible. And so the money goes directly to the new mom. The other part of it, though, is that like there has to be this lack of ego taken out of this. And this has been work that I've worked on through my doula work and continue, where I can't possibly know the lived experience of any mother that's using this registry, right? Like, I don't know if you're going to need an enormous amount of overnight support because you know you need sleep and it keeps your anxiety at bay and that's what you're going to need. Or I don't know if you're going to have trouble breastfeeding, even though your first baby, you didn't have any trouble at all. And there's going to be a surprise cost for that. Or if you're going to need more pelvic floor therapy due to an injury, it's like nobody can know what you're going to need. And I never wanted to be the barrier. There's already so many barriers to us getting support. Like insurance isn't covering it. The government is not making any movements to like support mothers in any way. Quite frankly, it's probably going the opposite direction right now. Like we are being left behind. And the thing that stops people in our country from getting the support they need, want, and deserve is money. And so I wanted there to just be the shortest path possible between the gift and the gift buyer and the gift recipient to get the money in their hands and in their account. But it is really different from a GoFundMe. It functions in that way. But GoFundMe for me is crisis. It is gut-wrenching, horrible. It is something terrible has happened and now we have to send money. And there's a charitable feel to it. There's like sort of this helplessness feel to it. And it serves a purpose and I'm not trying to knock it, but that is not what we're doing with Be Her Village. We are taking the $12 billion, and that is a small estimate, $12 billion that are spent each year in our country on baby gifts, not even baby stuff.
Wow. Like
gifts that are bought not by the parents, but by other people to give to the parents, $12 billion a year. So there's this huge chunk of money and Be Her Village is just like, we're these like little guys going up to that pipeline and just like tapping into it. And we're just going, oh, wait, what if we just took a little bit of that money and gave it to you for your doula? What if we just took that money and like let you pay for your lactation consultant with it? Like we already have this industry that's just churning. All this money is leaving wallets. And I think it should go back into communities. I think it should go into the pockets of new parents. I think it should go into the small businesses that support them. And we really sort of have to like, in It Takes a Village and Be Her Village, like we're really bringing the money back into that village. And so we've actually had almost $54,000 gifted on our platform so far directly to new parents into their bank accounts. And they are using that money to spend it on their support. And it's just the coolest thing ever to watch it unfold.
That's awesome. When I'm thinking about like, you know, everything that happened with 2020 and like nobody, there were maybe gifts happening, you know, through Amazon and things like that, but these showers had kind of halted and whatever. And thinking of the lack of support that women had, I mean, it was so frustrating to watch just how women were being dealt with within the hospital systems and insurance stuff and, you know, husbands or birth partners being removed from birth spaces. It was just really inappropriate, not cool care.
It was cruel and unusual. So I'm going to just interject. It was,
yes.
So I sat on the phone with so many people that were like, I need to have a home birth because this isn't safe. I need to do this because my partner can't be with me. And there was this like women needed support more than ever, and it was stripped from them immediately, which just told us so much right. that we already knew about our system, that they just don't care about us. There's so many indicators that the people in power don't care about us. And it's sort of like, I mean, it might sound like a little much to say it, but like, it's time to take that power back. It's time to like, say, oh, I don't want that. I want this. And this is what yeah. I'm looking for. And it's really like an empowering thing to sort of say, you know what, I'm looking for something different. And this is the registry that I'm having.
Yeah. You know, the fun part for me on that was the positive that I felt like came out of it was all of a sudden it was okay to say out loud that if you're healthy and low risk, a home birth is actually a really good option for you, mm-hmm. you know, yes. including the fact that insurance has started covering it because now it's safer than the hospital because of COVID. But at the same time, you're like, no, it's safer than the hospital for a lot of other reasons.
Because it's just like, safer than the hospital.
Yes. Lack of intervention. It's tons always, of support.
It's like, always been safer than the hospital. Look at that. Yeah.
Right. It was nuts to me.
It was absolutely wild to see how that unfolded and how sort of like the cracks in the medical system, and it was all was revealed in the pandemic.
And yeah. So there were some benefits, right? Like yes. it was awful watching what women had to work through. And we talked about that. It was really neat. We had a conversation with a midwife who came on and she talked about just the rates of prodromal labor and like other effects that we were seeing within the birth community because of these things. But I love that there were, I believe a good amount of positives that came from that. And one of which was the empowerment of women over their bodies to be able to trust themselves and the process of birth. So absolutely. I don't hate it.
know? And the rates, I mean, the rates show it, like the rates for doula supported births, midwife supported births, and home births are all up and up and up. More, there's an awakening happening in this country. And I agree totally. With you. I think the pandemic sped that up in a really big way, in a really big way.
Right. Yeah. Something that you had talked about when we met before, you had mentioned that you have a helpful how to help mothers and people who are purchasing for mothers decide what to make the money for, what it's going to go to, that kind of thing. Will you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah. So we have a registry guide. It's a dynamic registry guide on our site where you can go in and your information, your location information, you can put in like your town, and you can find all the practitioners in your area that are signed up with us. So you can find doulas and photographers and lactation consultants. And it's really easy to like find the support that you're looking for. However, if you already know what you need and you already have your team set, you can also customize your registry completely. So there's two options. And like we made it so that whoever is showing up, whether you like this is your third kid and you know exactly what you need and who you need and what you need, like you just add it and go. You don't need anything. Or if you're like first time mom, not really sure even what a doula is or what, I mean, they're listening to you. They know what it is, but not sure right. what types of support are out there and who I'm using for that support and how to find them. We walk everybody through all of that. And you can actually, there's also a new thing added where you can have a free 30-minute consult with me and I'll help you build your registry. We go through the registry guide. We talk about your needs. We talk about the types of things you might want to set up for yourself. And we make it really easy for everybody to use the registry.
So that leads me to another question. You have practitioners, people that are signed up with Be Her Village. I know I have doulas and other birth professionals that are on here. So tell me, first of all, how they can do that if they're looking to sign up with you. The other I would wonder is how do you vet these people, or are there ways to find reviews, or how do you recommend that people check on these providers that are signing up through the website to make sure it's a good fit for them?
I love that question. So we have a growing network of birth workers and practitioners and people working with growing families. We have almost 1,000 across the United States right now, but every day we add more and more. And so for people that are interested in what we're doing and like how to get involved with that, I would recommend going to our website and clicking BeHerVillage.com, clicking on businesses and just kind of checking out what we have. We're excited about increasing access to all of these support services. And so we are enlisting this army of birth workers to sort of like come together and use Be Her Village as a tool to grow their businesses and as a tool to offer the families that want to work with them and can't really like swing that out of pocket fee. we're saying to them, like, now you have a tool to do that, and we're going to help you get paid, which is really exciting. In terms of vetting, it's a lot of this is word of mouth. And so it's just like, there is this excitement and this buzz. And we talk to every single person that signs up. We find out where they're from. We help them build their services. We find out how they found out about us. And we're touching base with every single practitioner that's signing on with us. That's really, really important to us. The other thing, though, I want to say is that, like, there's a doula for every person. There's a lactation consultant yes. for every person. And so, again, like, trying to take myself out of it, I can't look at a doula and say, you're a good doula, you're a bad doula. I can confirm you're a doula. Yeah. I can confirm that you're, like, running a business and you're a legitimate person. But there's absolutely, there has to be an exploration for parents. And I so highly encourage everybody who's setting up their birth support team, go into it with curiosity. Have a few interviews, go into our registry guide and send some emails and call up some people and say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Is this you? And what do you offer? One of the things that we do, though, on our registry guide, and it's really important to us, and it's a little bit like not happening yet, and I'm pushing hard and I'm pushing back to the people that don't like it, is we are asking every single birth worker to list their prices, because it's a thing in the birth worker world, right, that they don't all put their prices on their website. And it's really hard for an overwhelmed, stressed new parent that's already in crisis. And it's even hard for someone who's pregnant and trying to figure out, like, I'm having a baby, or trying to figure out how to register for things. What do things cost? How much is it in my area? We don't have time to, like, go through 25 different websites and figure out maybe pricing on that and what the packages are. It can be really hard to shop for support. And so that's part of what we're doing on Be Her Village. Every single service that's listed has a price attached to it, and it has a description of exactly what's included in it. And we make it really easy, like, all in one place to shop for your support and to have a clear view of that, so that you can plan your support team. And actually, that is, like, the free gift that we're going to be offering everybody that's listening to this, is we have this, like, this amazing workbook and planner for how to pay for your support team. And it goes through every single thing that you might want, every type of support, the cost of it. And then we help you put that all together into a financial plan and figure out how you're going to afford all of this, how much you need to put on your registry, other sources of funding, so that you can think about these and not have any surprises. Because that's a big part of it, right? Like, I don't know about you, but, like, I remember with me, my third baby, who it's my third baby, it should be easy, right? Of course, she was, like, the least easy of all of them. But we needed to get her tongue tie clipped, and it was like $800 out of pocket. And it was like, whoa, where did this come from? I wasn't ready for this, you know? And so we have a planner that sort of helps people, no matter what stage they're in, think about all the things that might come up and have that financial plan set in place so that they can do it ahead of time and have that burden lifted off of them.
Yeah, I love that. And for those of you that are listening, that'll be at myessentialbirth.com/podcast. Head to this week's episode with Caitlin McGarius and Be Her Village, and it'll be down at the bottom for you guys to download. It'll also be in the Apple Podcast show notes. It should just be a link that you can click on and get onto that and get that free download. I love that so much. And you're right about the pricing and stuff, because if you don't know, you don't know. And then sometimes it's like, oh crap, like, yes, I do need help with breastfeeding, or I am struggling postpartum and I there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm going to sit here and suffer because I don't even know how to ask for help. But this makes it so easy.
Sorry, because asking for help is like a whole skill set on its own that we don't really have access to when we're in crisis. And then trying to shop and price compare and and put calls in to several different practitioners, like, nobody has time
when
to
you're
do that.
Tired and you're postpartum and all the things. Yeah, no kidding. No, you're like, I'm just surviving. If I shower today, it's a good day, you know. So Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Caitlin, and for your passion and for what you're doing for women. For everyone listening, please go check out her website, BeHerVillage.com. You're on Instagram as well, right? Tell us all the places that we can find you and people can connect with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Stephanie. So BeHerVillage.com, absolutely. If you're a business, BeHerVillage.com/partners. We want to connect with birth workers. We're so excited about it. And even if you're not pregnant right now, I would go to BeHerVillage.com because at the top of our website, we have a live ticker and you can see exactly how many dollars have been gifted to new parents. It's like my favorite thing. It's how I start every single day. On Instagram, we're at BeHerVillage. On Facebook, at BeHerVillage, we have a BeHerVillage community group that we post in. And that's mostly where like all of my funny memes go because I just like need a place to deposit them. So we have like that NICU video that went viral recently. That was in there. That's my favorite thing. Did you see that, Stephanie? The viral.
I don't know that I have. As you're saying that.
Maybe we can link that in the show notes. It's a guy. Okay. It's like a couple in the NICU, and he does an impersonation of all the NICU nurses that they've come into contact with. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It.
Yeah. And also, I just want to like invite people to reach out to me directly, Caitlin@BeHerVillage.com, KAITLIN@BeHerVillage.com. I'm here to talk to you about the registry, to talk to you about getting involved as a birth worker. This is my little baby. This is the thing I'm working on to sort of like make an impact on the world. Every dollar that gets funded is one more person that gets supported. And I want to talk to other people that feel excited about it.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. And I'm glad that you came on the podcast because I love talking about these kinds of things that I know are going to benefit so many of the listeners that are with me right now. So thanks again for your time. This was so fun.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
That's it for this week, but make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications first as I drop new episode every week. And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for all of the free downloads mentioned here and to join the birth course and community serving pregnant moms just like you. If you enjoyed this and other episodes, I would love it if you would take a few minutes to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I read every single one and include one at the beginning of each episode. See you next week.